Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is most of this morning is Hope Marston, and we're going to be talking about the loss of freedom. She's with the First Amendment organization and the West Coast representative. Most people don't understand. Most people find it very difficult to believe that we are losing our freedom step by step by step, not by accident, but by intent. There is a plan, and we're moving away from freedom towards fascism. And when you tell people that, they, oh, no, it could never happen in America. But, well, Hope, are we losing our freedom?
Hi, Stan. Yes, we have been pretty steadily, especially since September 11th, 2001. And the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, which is the organization for which I work as West Region organizer, has been working with people around the country to establish civil liberties safe zones where community residents can join together and go to their city councils and ask their city councils to take a stand against these unconstitutional measures that the federal government has been steadily passing or passing by executive order since 2001, including the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, which took away the right of habeas corpus, and the Protect America Act, which legalizes warrantless wiretapping of all our conversations.
Now, when did that Protect America Act come out?
The Protect America Act was passed by Congress in August of 2007, and it has a six-month sunset, supposedly. They like to put those sunsets on bills as if that means the bill's going to expire at some point. But as with the Patriot Act, of course, which was supposed to sunset in 2004, it didn't actually expire. It just got reauthorized. So that's something that we're in danger of potentially having happen with the Protect America Act. And even as we speak, Congress is jockeying around for position to pass a number of bills which would continue the warrantless wiretapping and immunize the telecommunications companies that colluded with the federal government from 2001 until 2007 to give our private information to the federal government without a warrant. And we'd like the Bill of Rights Defense Committee and other civil liberties groups would like for them not to be immunized, because we really need for those cases to go through court so we can find out exactly what the president did in wiretapping our phones and collecting information, so that we can find out what kind of course to take from here. Information is power, and we need to have that information.
Well, now, why can't they get a warrant? They can always get one, very, very readily from this panel of judges that they have. Why are they so against getting a warrant to begin to spy on American citizens? And how do we know they're just spying on terrorists? We know, for instance, the Patriot Act was used in many instances, although supposedly only for terrorists, but to get other bad guys or people that they said were bad guys. So how do we know that this really has anything to do with terrorism?
I agree with you, Stan. We don't know. We do know that this is a government that's been in power for the last 7 years that really doesn't want to let anything stand in its way of doing things unilaterally in whatever way it wants to do them, and doesn't want to go through the usual channels of getting warrants or having anybody look over their shoulder to see if what they're doing is right. I mean, we've heard many reports of the terrorism cases. You know, there's supposedly so many terrorists out there, and the government's been so effective in getting them and bringing them to just quote unquote justice. But then what we find out later is that a lot of prosecutors won't even take the cases that are brought to them because they're so poorly done. They don't really have, there isn't really a terrorism component there. And so I think what we have is the government crying wolf in many cases and saying, terrorist, terrorist, when there really isn't a terrorist. And I think a lot of it is just to keep us in fear and keep us letting that government be in power and be in pretty complete control over what happens in this country. That's what we've seen over the last 7 years. It's not that they've been so great at catching terrorists. It's just that they've been so great at making us think that they're so great at catching terrorists, because, in fact, many of the cases that they have brought to court have just crumbled when they brought them to court. There wasn't anything there. Or in other cases, the prosecutors have not let the defense see evidence that could have been favorable to the defense. And as a result, people were railroaded into prison who really didn't belong there. And fortunately, some of those cases are being overturned. Fortunately, some judges are finally getting to see these cases, and they're calling them unconstitutional. And fortunately, we are making some headway, but we really need an informed populace. We really need people to stand up for their rights. It's always been that way ever since the Bill of Rights came into being. It didn't come to us from the government. The government didn't think we needed a Bill of Rights, and it was the people who said, no, actually, we need a Bill of Rights to protect us from government excess.
And I really think the most important thing for our listeners to understand is the Bill of Rights limits the power of the federal government. It was our founding fathers who feared government misuse power and enslave the people. And so, you know, we see the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law establishing the respecting the establishment of religion. It was a restriction on the power of the federal government over the lives of the people so men could be free. We've forgotten those things.
That's exactly what the Bill of Rights does. It does limit the power. And the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are pretty clear on giving any power that's not given to the federal government back to the people. And we need to remember that we have those rights as well. The powers that aren't delegated to the United States government or prohibited to it by the states are reserved for the people.
Right, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that when you have a federal government that sends out agent provocateurs to trap foolish young Muslim men and convince them they ought to go to a terrorist training camp and threatens and forces them to do it or befriends them, you know, and helps them to go to the terrorist training camp, and then because they've gone to a training camp, suddenly they become a criminal. But it never would have happened had it not been for government agents planted in our society to encourage people to commit crimes. That certainly isn't stamping out terrorism. That's trying to convince the American people there's a problem when maybe there isn't. And who's the biggest financier of terrorism? Saudi Arabia. Who's back in Saudi Arabia? Our government. We'll be back in just a moment here as the American number.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Thank you.
Well, as we were saying before we went to break, Sunni is the largest financier of the world terrorist movement in Saudi Arabia. They're financing it in Africa, they're financing it in the Middle East, they're even financing schools here in the United States that are teaching the young Muslim youth about how great jihad is. So, I mean, why are we allowing Saudi Arabia to do that on one hand and then passing legislation like the Military Commission Act, which I think is one of the most frightening pieces of legislation ever enacted? Would you like to talk about the Military Commission Act and why we should be concerned about that?
Sure, Stan. I think the Military Commissions Act is one that really has gotten a lot of people upset because it's gone back to protections that we were granted back in the 12th century with the Magna Carta, the right to actually be able to go to an impartial judge if we've been detained by a government entity and say, what's the reason for my detention? Is there really a reason for me to be detained? And just establish whether or not you've even got the right person.
That's the right of habeas corpus, of course.
That's the right of habeas corpus, that's right. Not to mention the parts of the Military Commissions Act that turn a blind eye to torture and allow cases in which torture has been used to get information to be used in court.
But the president insists we do not use torture, so why would they put together an act that says torture is all right if we don't use torture? I don't understand that. Could it be that maybe President Bush doesn't know that they use torture?
I feel like we're living in 1984, you know, where war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. I mean, so the president says one thing, but something else entirely happens. He can say we do not torture all day long, but the fact is we know that Abu Ghraib happened, and we know that Donald Rumsfeld signed off on papers that said, you know, that approved stress positions and waterboarding and that sort of thing. So we know, and we also know that John Yoo, an attorney for the White House, wrote a memo saying that it wasn't torture unless you had organ failure or unless you had the intention to torture. So we know that they've been skirting around and trying to do the kinds of interrogations that they feel they need to do in order to get at what they think is going to be the truth.
What
Unfortunately,
happens to
when somebody's
people?
Tortured, they're not necessarily telling you the truth. They're just trying to get out from under the torture.
What happens if these are innocent people? A lot of the people that were rounded up and taken to Abu Ghraib were innocent. That's why they've been released.
Exactly.
You mean we're torturing innocent people?
Exactly. I mean, the whole presumption of innocence has been sacrificed in this quote-unquote war on terror, and we really need to reestablish the presumption of innocence, that a person, that nothing bad happens to a person until it's proven in a court of law that the person has actually done something to deserve that kind of treatment, and then the treatment is meted out by the court, by a jury.
And I don't think any jury would justify torture, but apparently the current administration sees nothing wrong with it, even torturing innocent people to death as they have, but then they say, well, we don't torture. But they never define. Have you noticed? They never define what they mean by torture.
Exactly. They're very slippery in that way. And we do have the extraordinary rendition flights that continue to take place, and the sites, the CIA sites overseas, where people have actually just been disappeared. There are people that have gone into those sites that we don't know where they are now. They could be in some other country being tortured, or they could have been killed in that process. So there's no accountability. I mean, that's the biggest piece, I think, that the Bush administration needs to get some accountability.
Well, I mean, the justification is, though, we can't let anybody know what's going on. We can't let anybody know where, if these people are dead or alive, because Osama bin Laden, who's over there in a cave, you know, with a laptop computer, working by candlelight, he might find out what we're doing and take away our freedom. And really, this idea, we have this ethereal enemy over there, That's why we need an all-powerful government to protect us from Osama bin Laden.
Yes, and our Constitution, in the meantime, gets sacrificed to these whipped-up fears of Osama bin Laden. He's a, if you refer back to 1984, he's the Goldstein who was brought in all the time in order to whip up people's fears. There's got to be an enemy out there.
He was the enemy of Big Brother.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, certainly, now, how are you doing? My understanding is the First Amendment organization you work with is actually, going to getting people to go to their city councils, board of supervisors, state legislators, trying to get legislation, or at least trying to get very statements made opposing this move towards the fascist society.
It's been a really successful movement in many ways. The first way is just getting people involved locally, getting people educated. I don't think that a lot of people that I know had heard of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act before 2001 when the Patriot Act passed. And now we know about that particular piece of legislation, and now we're actually fighting just to keep the bare bones of it in place. So public education and people being involved in their own governance is a really huge piece of what we've been doing. And then the idea that spreads from an individual to a group to a coalition to a group of groups, alliances throughout a community, and then goes into a city council situation where city officials or county officials or state officials are made aware. It's that spreading through society of this knowledge that really doesn't get covered on the news nearly as much as it needs to. And the resolutions themselves have given people a sense of having been able to do something locally to affect something nationally. And in fact, when the reauthorization of the Patriot Act came up, Russ Feingold from Wisconsin and many other senators took the book of resolutions that we'd put together, 412 resolutions now, but at the time there were a little less than 400, and they held up that book on the floor of the Congress, and they said, I can't support the reauthorization of the Patriot Act the way it's written, because so many communities in my state have said no. So many communities in my state have opposed this kind of tampering with our Constitution. So those are some of the victories of what we're doing. And lately, something that's happened is that communities have been passing these national security letter resolutions where they're actually saying our community will not accept a national security letter from the government unless we're sure that that is a legal national security letter. And a national security letter is simply a way that, another easy way that the government has to compel businesses to release their records without actually having to go to court before a judge.
And they seem to be so adverse to doing of what they're doing as we traditionally have. We have never wanted to have an exclusive executive dictatorship. There had to be a system of checks and balances.
That's right.
And certainly most judges will go along when they're told this is a matter of national emergency and authorize it, but they don't even want to go to a judge who might be favorable to them. They want to seem to have total power to utilize whatever force they want to and abridge the rights of any individual without any possibility of a check or a balance.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it goes through the whole of what they've been doing. They don't want to go to court with any of the terrorism cases. You know, all the cases at Guantanamo, how many of them have actually been through a trial? Those people have been there for going on 6 years in January, and how many of them have actually had a trial? Supposedly they've had these combatant status review tribunals, but that's not, I mean, that's not an oversight kind of trial. It's not an outside person weighing in and taking an impartial look at the evidence. And other cases, they would prefer to do a plea rather than to actually go to court with their evidence because they know their evidence doesn't stand up. And the Bush administration could, in 2001, I'm sure could have easily gotten the Congress to go along with his warrantless wiretapping program if he just would have presented it to them. I mean, they passed the Patriot Act with no fuss at all. But he didn't want to actually go to, he didn't want to actually go to the source of power and ask for the power. He preferred to just take it.
Well, and of course, the Patriot Act passed mainly because the congressmen were frightened to death after the anthrax letters, especially when none of them went to Republicans. The only anthrax letters went to Democrats, and so, and those are Democrats who would oppose the Patriot Act. That was a very interesting coincidence, that and the fact that Vice President Cheney must have suspected the anthrax letters were coming because he and the entire White House staff went on Cipro on the evening of the 11th of September when everybody was in a state of shock over what had happened to the Twin Towers, and nobody was thinking of an anthrax attack except Dick Cheney and the White House staff. And, you know, it's a federal crime. If you know a crime is going to occur, not to report it, you would think they would have warned the American people so they could have protected themselves and the members of the Senate, maybe even the Democrats who got the anthrax letters, but none went to the Republicans. We just have to ask ourselves why the FBI has never been smart enough to figure out who knew the attack was coming ahead of time and was preparing for it, and they used the anthrax attack to get through that Patriot Act. Nobody was allowed to read it ahead of time. That doesn't sound like the way you pass legislation. That's how you come up with a dictatorship in what was once a free country.
Mm-hmm. Well, there certainly are a lot of questions about how things happened in those early days when the fear was being whipped up and our rights were starting to be taken away. And I suspect that it may be 20 years before we'll get some of the answers, if we get all of the answers to that question. I mean, just look back at some of the other pieces in history that we still don't have answers about.
I agree with you. They still, so much of the information dealing with what happened on December 7th, 1941 is still classified.
Yes.
Because we don't want a Hirohito to find out what we knew before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
But, of course, you know, who we really don't want to find out is the American people. We're the ones that the information is hidden from. European newspapers know a lot more and broadcast a lot more information than what's available in American media, and probably the same vice versa. It's whatever country you're in that doesn't want you to know what they're doing.
Well, certainly you're having an influence. Various city councils are passing these resolutions. Oh, where do we stand right now? It sounds to me like the administration is winning in most instances, putting pressure on the members of the House and the Senate.
Yes.
Pass this legislation, ever-expanding government power over our lives, and this latest legislation dealing with, the telephone companies.
The wiretapping.
Right, and the wiretapping. This is frightening. I mean, what business is the federal government have listening to our conversations? I mean, it's, you could justify it with terrorists, but there is nothing that says that, that the people are already going after a terrorist because they've changed the definition of terrorism.
Yeah, and as you pointed out before, they don't want any checks on what they're doing. So there were some amendments last week that were offered by Ron Wyden from Oregon and Russ Feingold from Wisconsin, which would have given the secret FISA court a greater role in overseeing the administration's spying activities. Another one would have limited how much the administration can use information collected about U.S. citizens or legal residents. And, you know, the fact that those weren't even passed is really an indication that that these bills that are being pushed through are not being pushed through to give us any sort of right of recourse or right of being heard. And really the only people that are going to be able to make a difference in this is us. I mean, we're the ones who elected those representatives. If they're not doing the will of the people, it's up to us to make them do it.
Well, when we get back, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give a call.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introducing Immediate Energy, boost your immune system and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients and bio superfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available. Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX 9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Hope Marston from the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and our number 970-689-8522, 970-689-8522, if you have a question, a comment on this subject. But Hope, would you like to get your website out, telephone number, any information on the organization you're working for?
Absolutely, Stan. The Bill of Rights Defense Committee website is basically an acronym of Bill of Rights Defense Committee. It's www.bordc.org. And you can also send an email to either myself or Ben Grosskopf, who is the East Region organizer. We have sort of divided the country right down the Mississippi River. You can write to me at west@bordc.org or write to Ben at east@bordc.org.
Well, you know, there's so many things that are happening. I think that one of the most disturbing things to me was the Bill of Rights, the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, with the way of the Posse Comitatus laws. Why would they want to use the American military against the American people? I mean, the military, their purpose is to destroy things and kill people. They're armed with, high-powered rifles. That's how you kill people. I mean, if you're going to be using crowd control, certainly you want a baton and you want a face mask and certainly you want tear gas and you might even use shotguns with birdshot. But why would the president want to use the American military trained to kill, not in police work, on the American citizen? That was extremely concerning. And we're undoing legislation that goes back to 1870. That's been on the books for, 135 years? And suddenly it's gone. protection of the American citizen from the American military that's supposed to defend us from foreign enemies, not to be used against peaceful Americans or even Americans who are demonstrating in redress of their grievances.
With their First Amendment rights, exactly. I think that is a that was an add-on to a must-pass bill. It was a defense appropriations bill that had to pass, and those are very dangerous these days because the administration adds on these little features that we haven't seen the effects of it yet. I mean, but there's another power that can be called on to use at any moment. And Senator Patrick Leahy from
Vermont, or almost the latest atrocity, where those presidential directives were passed on the 9th of May of this year, the presidential directive, I think it was the Homeland Security 20, and the National Security Presidential Directive 51, that allow the president, at his discretion, to declare a national emergency and effectively establish a military dictatorship in America with no recourse to Congress and certainly no time limit, just an indefinite military dictatorship. How can he do that?
See, I think that's another... I mean, basically what we're doing is we're going down the laundry list of really all the horrors that have happened to take away our freedoms and our Bill of Rights since 2001, and they just keep going on. It doesn't stop. It's like once you start amassing power, you don't just stop amassing power. You continue to amass power, and that seems to be what the Bush administration's done. And remember, whatever president takes over in 2008 is going to have all the powers that President Bush managed to amass for himself. And that's why it's even more critical that people... ordinary people like you and me and the people who are listening realize that we have a role to play in pulling back this executive power and restoring our Bill of Rights. And that's going to be work that's going to take us many years to achieve, but we really have to do it. And it's done on a local level. It's done person to person. It's done by creating coalitions in the community, writing letters to the editor, getting with the editorial board and getting opinion editorials written in the paper and doing all the different things that you can in your community to start raising public awareness, getting the education of what's been going on out to people who aren't going to hear it on the news, and then taking local action in form of a resolution or some other sort of local action that commits the community to protecting the Bill of Rights. And the more of us that there are, and the more of us that are connected, the stronger that we're going to be in convincing Congress to stop passing these kinds of laws. I mean, we really have to gain that momentum and that strength in order to stop all this. Because as you've mentioned, President Bush continues to increase his power to either put military force in the streets or make decisions that aren't accountable to any judge or anyone else. And as you've said, that's not a democracy. It's not a republic. It's a dictatorship, and it has all the underpinnings and all the signs of a dictatorship, even if he was actually elected in this last election.
Well, of course, the thing is that we don't elect a dictator. We elect a president. Incidentally, our number 970-689-8255, if you're out in the audience and you are concerned, but what we really have to do is let the people understand the implications of what's going on.
Yes, absolutely.
And
the education's crucial.
I think that what they do is they try to focus our attention on nonsensical things. You know, certainly Britney Spears, and is she going to get her children back? Or, you know, some other Hollywood celebrity. And they focus our attention... And so much of the news is focused on that and not on these issues which are seminal to the survival of America as a free society. And step by step by step, they're passing new legislation. And, of course, this idea that there could be a national epidemic of some sort. The president could declare a dictatorship. There could be an economic problem. The president could declare a dictatorship. There could be a terrorist attack of some sort or a natural disaster. President can declare a dictatorship. There is nothing in the Constitution that gives him that authority. The responsibility for the care of people rests with the state and with the local community. And when we see what the federal government did, you know, it's Katrina, where they actually blocked the, you know, the efforts by people from the surrounding areas to come and help the residents of New Orleans who were trapped on the roofs, and many died because of FEMA and their efforts to block the people with boats who wanted to come in, or airboats, or helicopters, or supplies. Why would we want to give them the power in the case of another federal emergency?
That's a very good point. That was a fiasco, and continues to be a fiasco for all the people of New Orleans who can't get back into their communities and reestablish.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Hope Marston from the Bill of Rights and Defense Committee, and we'll welcome your call. Are you concerned? Do you really care about your freedom? Could we lose our freedom here in America?
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Why is Lee Mumui and Fukuoidan renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Lee Mumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoidan, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoidan a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Lee Mumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, let me stand back here, I guess, is Hope Marston, and it is important that the people in the listening audience are concerned about freedom. If you're not concerned now, why, you're going to certainly lose your freedom. There are people in Washington, D.C. who have a different vision of the world. Now, Hope, on your website, do you have suggested resolutions that a local county councils or organizations could pass?
We have all the resolutions that have been passed on our website. There's a little corner in the right-hand corner where you can look up your state and you can click on the resolution that's been passed, say by Durango, Colorado, or Pitkin County, Colorado, or Crestone, Boulder, Aspen, Decono, Denver. You know, you can click on your community and find out the resolution that was passed there. We also have a place on the website where there's a list of some of the basic clauses that you can put in a resolution. And so it's a little bit like a menu, so that you could pick different clauses that you'd like to put in your local resolution. I know when we were passing resolutions here in Eugene and Lane County, Oregon, we all sat down in a group and we decided which clauses we would like to include, what was important for us to include in the resolution. You know, we wanted to make sure that anyone who was imprisoned was going to get a fair trial. We wanted to make sure that people weren't detained without anyone knowing that they were detained, and that none of our jail beds were being used that way. We wanted to make sure that that our local officials would question any federal officials if federal officials were trying to do any sort of torture or profiling or put people in beds in our communities who, not in beds, but in jail cells in our communities who had not been formally charged with anything. We wanted to make sure that the police were not allowed to spy on political groups, as John Ashcroft allowed them to do back in 2002. With his attorney general guideline. We wanted to make sure that the information going into the National Crime Information Center was all accurate, the way it was supposed to be back when the Privacy Act was passed in 1974. And so we put that into our resolution. So we packed our resolutions full of the kinds of things that we wanted to make sure would happen in our local communities, and getting our local communities to take the responsibility for saying no to the federal government. If the federal government wanted to come in and use our local resources to do the kinds of things that we didn't want them to be doing, like spying on political groups or spying on religious groups or watching mosques in the area, that sort of thing.
Well, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Dave in Loveland.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. Just an example of the violation of posse comitatus. Last week, I was listening to a talk show, and a gentleman called in and said his son was a Marine stationed in New York State, and they'd just been ordered out to California. His whole company was ordered to California to go out there and kind of work the neighborhoods to prevent looting and all this. Well,
this was in the area where the fires were.
Right.
Right.
And the ironic thing was they were told to change into National Guard uniforms before they left.
Oh.
Well, of course, they don't want the American people to know what they're up to any more than Adolf Hitler wanted the German people to know. And people say it could not happen here. And I would ask why not, especially when you get in the background of who financed Adolf Hitler. Well, anyway, anything else you wanted to say, David?
No, that I just wanted to bring that up to you because, you know, there was a lot of National Guard out there.
But you see, why are they using deception? Why are they concealing from the American people what they're doing? Why not be forthright?
That's right. I mean, well, they don't want the people to get all bent out of shape because of posse comitatus. Of course, most of the people don't know that that's been, you know, been eliminated. But
well, I hope you're going to help us get that information out, and I hope that, you know, there in Colorado, you get as many communities as you can to pass the resolutions. But they serve no other purpose. They're educating the American people that there is a very real danger to our freedom. And if you read these things, we've put together a great syllabus called Plan Police State, where we simply take all these government edicts, and you can actually read what the presidential decision directive is, and you can read, you know, these various pieces of legislation, and they are frightening. They are a blueprint for dictatorship. Hey, Dave, thanks so very much for letting us know.
Okay, sir.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, I know there are an awful lot of concerned people out there. Well, do you think that there's increased awareness, though? Are people really realizing, or are they allowing the people who control the media to mold their minds, determine their tastes, and form their ideas? Or are people beginning to think independently and realize how important freedom really is?
Well, I think when people wake up, Stan, it's hard to go back to sleep. And I think what we're trying to do is wake people up. And I think, you know, what your program is doing is also...
If you'd like to make a call, please.
Go ahead.
...doing the same sort of thing. So, yeah, there is the, you know, regular media out there that talks about Britney Spears and all kinds of romances in Hollywood and that sort of thing. And it's keeping people asleep. But once we can get people to come out to a public forum or to watch the BORDC video, which is called FBI Unbound, How National Security Letters Violate Our Privacy, when you just start learning about it a little bit, it only increases your thirst to know more. And when you learn that there's actually something that you can do locally about it as an ordinary person with other ordinary people joining together, it, you know, it really makes you realize how much is possible just as a regular person.
And I think the one thing that the people who want to establish an authoritarian state fear is the American people are going to wake up before they have their tyranny established. So I certainly applaud what you and the other people in the Bill of Rights Defense Committee are doing. I think you're really having a tremendous impact. I think those resolutions are educational. And I'm sure that the people in Washington, D.C. are frightened to death at the prospect that the American people might wake up and they might demand that these people who are trying to change our form of government, and that's the definition of terrorism in the Patriot Act, people who want to change our form of government, these people themselves are the true terrorists. God bless. Hope we'll talk to you later. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it out. Return the prize.
Conversation with Hope. We have a great new syllabus that has the whole background of this whole effort for the dictatorship in America. It's called Planned Police State, and we recommend it. We have a four-tape set called the Military Commission Act that covers much of the information that you'll want to have. And, of course, we just gave a talk. We'll be giving it again several times this week. On the planned police state, these people know what they're doing. What people do not understand is there are powerful spiritual forces behind this. Adolf Hitler was financed from the United States and Great Britain. If you do not believe that, and that the fact that the American and British governments were working with Hitler and helping Hitler, you need to read Professor Quigley's classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. We'll be glad to send you a copy of the letter that Ambassador Dodd sent to Colonel House in 1936, asking why American corporations were building up the Nazi war effort when there was no profit to be made. 100 American corporations working in Germany, building up the Nazi war effort. You need to get the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And, of course, my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We financed Adolf Hitler because the same spiritual forces were here working in the United States. In 1930s that are here in the United States today. There really is a spiritual force behind everything going on. Again, the books, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, of the Best Enemies Money Could Buy video, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. We'll be glad to send you the free copy of the newsletter, pardon me, of the letter from Ambassador Dodd. I found it among Colonel House's papers. Nobody else has ever commented on it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our new syllabus on the planned police state. You need to get the DVD, pardon me, the four CD set on the Military Commissions Act. You need to understand there are people who hate freedom because they worship a different god. If you have not yet heard my talk on the Forbidden Secret, the four tape or four CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, or the award-winning DVDs, America's, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, that's The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, or Riddles in Stone, or to put it into clear, into exact focus of the videos, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the story of the music industry and people who've actually sold their souls to the devil. But they're working in Washington, D.C., too. They've done the same thing there. Unless you understand the spiritual aspect, you can't understand anything. Please pray for America. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day. Get educated.